Wilkie will head the federal government's second-largest department, which operates on a $200 billion budget and serves an estimated 9 million veterans with about 360,000 employees. He brings both government and private experience into the new position. Wilkie takes leadership of a department from which President Donald Trump has vowed to remove what he describes as bad employees. In Buffalo, Chuck Mara, president and CEO of the Veterans One-Stop Center of Western New York, says any organization should examine itself and make changes where necessary for the better. But he also defends the service provided by the VA hospital in Buffalo, a destination to which his agency makes numerous referrals.
The Veterans Administration here in Buffalo, whether it is services, benefits, or medical care, have really done a great job serving our referrals, our veterans that we send over to them.
The Trump administration is also seeking to steer more veterans into private care. Wilkie, prior to his confirmation by the U.S. Senate, assured Democrats he does not intend to privatize the VA and will keep its health care funded. Mara agrees the VA cannot and should not be replaced.
I don't think replacement is even a thought. Certainly to maybe tweak services to make them better is always a good thing. And again, any organization, I don't care what type of organization it is, that introspective look many times is always a good thing. And always asking the question, how can we take care of the customer better is always a good thing.
Speaking to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention on Tuesday, President Trump boasted of progress in sending veterans to private care. However, his claims of big success are premature. According to fact-checking by the Associated Press, the Veterans Choice Program that would create private sector options in the event of long waits for medical care is not expected to be fully implemented for about a year. Michael Murziak, WBFO News.